Three people's lives changed in one moment. Two imprisoned, and one becomes a motivational speaker. Today, we go over the shooting of Mary Jo Buttafuoco, the Amy Fisher story.
We here at Angry Me Production want to thank our sponsor, Mobile Notary Mindy. She's certified with the National Notary Association. She's also bonded and E&O insured. She offers a wide range of services, including wills, powers of attorney, medical documents, healthcare proxies, living wills, certification of trust, assignment of personal property, HIPAA waivers, advanced healthcare directives, and 99 verification. You can find her on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at Mobile Notary Mindy. You can also visit her webpage at TexasMobileNotaryMindy.com. That's TXMobileNotaryMindy.com. Thank you so much and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen of all ages, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Angry Me Production. We appreciate you coming in and letting us be a part of your lives. Week in and week out. We hope to do our best to present you with something that your eardrums delight in. Whether you're looking at us on YouTube or Rumble, or listening to us on Spotify, Google, or Anchor, or any of the other podcast services that we are currently on or trying to get on, we thank you. And if you don't mind, at the end of every episode, stop by, leave us a comment, leave us a like. If it asks for 5 stars, we'll take 5 stars, even if you don't like us. 5 stars are what it's all about. With that being said, we hope you enjoy our attempt to make our advocation our vocation. Ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin.
Welcome, Angry Faithful. Yes, today we're going to go over the shooting of Mary Jo Buttafuoco and the Amy Fisher and Joey Buttafuoco. This is going to be a weird one because I had to rearrange everything. But what we're going to do is we are going to just talk about each individual one, which is not that much. And then we're going to go over the event and other things on the event. Now, Amy Fisher was born in Medrick, New York on Long Island to Elliot and Roseanne Fisher. Her father was a Jewish, while her mother, Fisher says, a mixture of a lot of things, including English. At the age of 16, she was a student at Kennedy High School in Belmore, New York. Fisher alleged 35-year-old Joey Buttafuoco in 1990 when her father took his car in for repairs at Buttafuoco's auto body shop. Fisher later said that she damaged her own car several times as a pretext to seeing him, and later admitted that they had an affair while she was still underage. Now, Mary and Joe Buttafuoco went to the same high school of Mazgapia High School. And later on, in around 1986, they moved to Nassau County. But they married right out of high school, and she started working at a bake, and he started doing an auto body shop. Now, the events on May 19th, 1992, but Mary Jo shot by Fisher. At the time, was having an affair with Joey Buttafuoco, her husband. Fisher had came to the Buttafuoco's house to confront Mary Jo Buttafuoco about Joey. She showed him that she had a shirt, the advertisement of his auto body shop, as proof of this affair. The conversation lasted about 15 minutes, during which Mary Jo became increasingly angry. She finally told Fisher to leave and turn her back, then turned her back to return to the house. Fisher took out a gun and struck Mary Jo twice with it, and then she shot her in the head. She later said that the severely wounded Mary Jo Botafogo fell on her. Fisher dropped both the shirt and the gun and ran towards the car, but then returned for them and drove off with Guda Gente? Stephen Hawking from the grave.
Guda Gente,
who drove her to the house. Neighbors called 911. Mary Jo was operated all night, and although they could not remove the bullet, doctors were able to save her life. When interviewed by police, Joey told them that Fisher could have been the culprit in the shooting. When Mary Jo regained consciousness the next day, she recognized Fisher's from a photo. Fisher was arrested and charged with the attempted murder. And on September 23rd, 1992, after accepting a plea bargain, she pleaded guilty to first degree assault. At this time, it took a while, but they were trying to also get Joey Botafogo arrested on some kind of charges. Now, later on, Joey Botafogo was never involved with Fisher, or Fisher had invented this affair. Later on, Fisher told the lawyers that they did have a sexual affair, and he was arrested for statutory rape, sodomy, and endangering the welfare of a child. He initially pleaded not guilty. He later changes his plea guilt, admitting that having sex with Fisher when she was 16 and that he knew her age at the time. And he was sentenced 6 months of jail time and released after serving 4 months and 9 days in the sentence, which for that is just too low on the sentence to me. Also, during the court document, Fisher also said that she was highly strung on ecstasy and it made her feel more confident, stronger and confident. She also said, "I just did something totally irrational," Fisher said. Believe me, rational people don't go to somebody's house in the middle of the day. It's just and do something like that in the middle of the day. It's just insane. Now, after a while, what this was really weird, Mary Jo was defensive with her husband. She said, this is just a one-time event. She eventually came to the light 16 years later after the incident. She wrote a book, Getting Through My Thick Skull, Why I Stayed, Why I Learned, and what millions of people involved with a psychopath need to know. She was inspired to write the book after her son referred to her ex-husband as a psychopath. Now, both of them went on to lots of interviews and Oprah Winfrey. Amy Fish went on Oprah Winfrey, so did Mary Jo Botafogo, but it was even Mary Jo Botafogo went on Larry King. During her imprisonment on December 2nd, 1992, Fisher was sentenced to 5 to 15 years in prison. She served 7 years and granted parole in May 1999 after Newsom and County Court Judge Ira Wexner shortened her maximum sentence to 10 years, which made her immediately eligible for parole. Wexner acted after having found that Fisher was not been appropriately represented by her lawyer for the time of her 1992 guilt plea. Now, life after prison, Amy Fisher, after her release from prison, became a columnist for the Long Island Press. Her biography, If I Knew Then, written by Robbie Weaver, was published in 2004. To become a New York Times bestseller. In 2003, she eventually married Louis Bellera. The couple had three children before divorcing in 2015. In 2006, Fisher reunited with Mary Jo Buttafuoco in a session televised by Entertainment Tonight and its spinoff, Insider. Fisher said she wanted to heal and move on with her life. However, 2 years later, she says she felt no sympathy for Mary Jo. Without giving an explanation, Fisher and Joey Buttafuoco eventually reunited for the first time in 2006 in the Lingerie Bowl for a coin toss. And the Lingerie Bowl is originally the Lingerie Football League and later the Legends of Football, which operated 2009 and 2016. It was a game of full contact American football with female athletes. And in June and July 2011, Fisher appeared in a cast members of the fifth season of reality TV show Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, which aired on VH1. She eventually became an adult entertainer with that. She started stripping and going into the adult film industry. Won't name all the stuff because of all the and she's still a webcam model as a video performer who streams. She's still at it. But with Joey Buttafuoco, the significant coverage of a shooting incident made Joey Buttafuoco a minor celebrity during Fisher's trial. Joey Buttafuoco appeared frequently on mainstream and tabloid news programs and talk shows and giving multiple interviews to all forms of interview. David Letterman, in his last year of hosting Late Night with David Letterman, discussed the incident so often that Joey Buttafuoco's name was recurring punchline, while Saturday Night Live paired the case in multiple sketches. During an appearance of Saturday Night Live in January 1993, Madonna performed her single Bad Girl from her fifth studio album, Erotica. At the time of the performance, she ripped up a 8x10 photo of Joey Buttafuoco while yelling to the audience, "Fight the real enemy." This action was a spoof of the actions of Sinead O'Connor, who she acted on the program in October 1992, in which she ripped apart a photograph of Pope John Paul II and yelled the phrase as a protest against sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, on the season 4, episode 18 of Friends, Joey Buttafuoco was the hurt and cause of people named Joey. And that in the episode of News Radio, where one of the characters was anxious for doing a story on Joey Buttafuoco, not out of the story versatility, but he accidentally pronounced the surname as Buttafuoco. Now, in 2002, Joey Buttafuoco, participating in Celebrity Boxing, originally stated to oppose John Wayne Bobbitt. Oh, okay. John Wayne Bobbitt. I'll get over that one. I had to think on that one. The fuck's John Wayne Bobbitt? Who dropped out after being arrested for domestic violence. John Wayne Bobbitt was arrested for... Bobbitt was replaced by a female pro wrestler, China. Joni China Lorraine. Joey Buttafuoco, despite being booed, won the fight in a majority decision. I kind of want to watch that now. Let me see if I can find that and we'll play that, because I'm very interested in that. don't fucking get in trouble with it, but I'm kind of curious. Okay. It actually lasted like 13 minutes. We're not going to play it all, but I just want to get the intro of it. Because it's, if you see what I'm actually talking about, if you're watching this, I'll try to describe the as best as I can. So here we go.
That's really the definition of our next match, because we're talking about a man, Joey Buttafuoco, taking on the former pro wrestler, Joni Lauer. Man versus woman, what are we to expect here?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to put my money down on Joni Lauer. She's been in the performing in front of live audience. She's been slammed.
Joni Lauer has got you in her sights.
Nope, ass. I hope to God that Joey Buttafuoco is wearing his cuff today.
It'll be three rounds for Joey Buttafuoco to give some of this.
Come on, Joey, gotta beat him.
Joni Lauer.
I can't believe you won.
For everything that I've been through in the last 10 years, this is nothing. Cool with everything that I have.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Buttafuoco. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey.
A lot of people are curious as to why is Joey Buttafuoco.
Okay. Just a little bit of a future thing on that. He won. I was surprised. But going on to Mary Jo Buttafuoco, after the shooting, she ended up having a career 6 years after the incident, like I said, but she ended up becoming a motivational speaker, dealing with the incidents of being part with her husband, who she described as a psychopath, which psychos and sociopaths, or yeah, psychos and sociopaths, one up. But it was her motivation of leaving him that she wanted to get everybody on board, why the reason why she stayed with him for, and this is after the incident, like 15 years. I'm sorry, after getting shot in the face, realizing that your husband, I mean, it's all been verified. She had verification that he slept with her, cheated on her, and she ended up staying with him for 13 more years. I understand that, I mean, this is both men and women. Talked to it on other podcasts and everything. It's so strange how men or women would stay with somebody even after a weird and tragic incident. Now, surprisingly, which I can't believe, is Amy Fisher went into with Joey Buttafuoco and basically became like, what do you call it, friends again, partial, I guess. But it's just one of those things. It's just really, really weird that if you read all this stuff, everybody will have like their own opinion about it, me especially. And this is only me going out of her opinion. It's laughable and dramatic, and that's the reason why a lot of people started like going into all this and seeing the players of this instance, Mary Jo Buttafuoco, Amy Fisher, and Joe Buttafuoco. But in my opinion, I would have, if I was Mary Jo, after the instance and me getting facial reconstruction and everything, and she's actually a lot better. She had paralysis. She went through the surgery, and she's actually has better, not better, but good hearing now. And she can actually smile. For a long time, she couldn't smile until she actually had like plastic surgery to fix everything that was done, and she got the bullet out. But it was, she even eventually married to Tanner, but he ended up dying in 2018 due to cancer. Amy Fisher, I think she's still single, I guess. And, well, she has her own webcam and everything, so It's just one of those things that I watched this, and I understand this is going to be, this is during Thanksgiving holiday, so bear with me that it's short. I did as much research as I possibly could. It was jumbly for me because I wanted to get everybody on this one. Every Joe Buttafuoco, Joey Buttafuoco. I like that from News Radio. And Amy Fisher. But instances like this, it's just, even Amy Fisher said she was like drugged up. In my opinion, not to get really into Amy Fisher's lifestyle or whatever she's doing right now, you know, it's her life. She do what you do. But kids are impressionable at that age. And I keep on telling people this, even past like 18, I really didn't get myself together until like I was in my 30s, which is saying a lot. But thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. I'm David Dickerman, and thank you for watching or listening. Psychos and Sociopaths. Goodbye.